This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
We'll begin with the latest on Syria. Rebels overthrew President Assad's government over the weekend. The Kremlin now says Russia has granted political asylum to Assad. This morning, Syria's prime minister says most cabinet ministers are still working from offices in Damascus. The AP's Jennifer King.
Rebels swiftly took control of the country over the weekend following 14 years of civil war. The leader of Syria's biggest rebel faction says he embraces pluralism and religious tolerance. The U.S. Central Command says its planes launched dozens of airstrikes in central Syria on Sunday. The U.S. says the planes targeted the Islamic State group to keep it from taking advantage of the political unrest.
And President Biden says
the United States will work with our partners and the stakeholders in Syria to help them seize an opportunity to manage the risks. You know, for years, the main backers of Assad have been Iran, Hezbollah, and Russia. But over the last week, their support collapsed, all three of them, because all three of them are far weaker today than they were when I took office.
The search continues for the gunman who killed UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson last week in New York City. The FBI is offering a $50,000 reward for information leading to a conviction. Police say it looks like the gunman left the city on a bus soon after the shooting. Much of the Earth's lands are drying out, says the UN, and damaging the ability of plant and animal life to survive. This is according to a United Nations report released this morning. One UN official saying this change is redefining life on Earth. We're learning that star outfielder Juan Soto and the New York Mets have agreed to a record $765 million 15-year contract. This is AP News. To the movies now with the AP's Margie Zarletta.
The Moana sequel is the top draw for moviegoers for a second week.
Rule number one, you never saw me like this, even though I still look very cool.
Moana 2 brought in another $52 million domestically, according to studio estimates. It's already made $300 million domestically, which beats what the original movie made. Wicked takes second place, with Gladiator 2 in third. Red One is number four. The Indian Telugu language action film Pushpa 2, The Rule, is fifth. I'm Archie Zarletta.
Pope Francis was seen with a significant bruise on his chin over the weekend. A Vatican spokesman says the bruise occurred after Francis hit a nightstand with his chin. The Pope presided over a ceremony to install new cardinals without any apparent problems. He did appear slightly fatigued, but carried on as normal. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.